entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be, home of such show as Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, I Apologize, and this audio belch butter ball cottage cheese cottage ball cheese in audio form that we just sluiced into your fucking shit ear canals once a goddamn whenever we fucking feel like it. Thank you for listening. With me as always, your friend and mine, ladies and gentlemen, he lives in New Jersey and so do I, your friend, my friend, a guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing, buddy? What's going on? Now why did you make that choice?
Huh? I went, hmm, I'm doing good. That's what I said.
Well, nobody heard the I'm doing good part.
Oh, I said I'm doing good.
But why did you, see, it just sounded like you made a mm-hmm noise, like you just hit continue in Street Fighter 2 Turbo in 1990 fucking 2.
No, I'd be all pissed off. I wouldn't be all about that. I don't like continuing. Because you'd have to try to fight Shenlong, and you couldn't continue.
In Street Fighter 2 Turbo?
Oh, Turbo?
That's what I refer to.
Street Fighter 2. When they had the Legend of Shenlong in the original Street Fighter 2, you had to beat everybody.
Even know who the fuck that is.
It was a fake thing. It was an April Fool's Day joke, and like, Nintendo Power or something. They did this whole thing, how to fight Shenlong in Street Fighter 2, and it was just someone that wasn't in the game, and people were dumb. It was before all the April Fool's Day jokes and everything.
Wow. So, like, that was the same thing as, like, how to see the princess's tits in Super Mario?
Yeah, you know, all those stupid codes that didn't exist.
Wow. So they had it in EGM.
Yeah, it was EGM, and it was printed, and it was, like, you know, that was print, and you didn't think, you know, most of the time you didn't even get it the day it came out. It was supposed to come out February 2nd, but it was an April Fool's Day joke. Yeah. You got it like April 8th.
Well, either way, nobody gives half of a fuck about Shenlong or EGM or fucking Street Fighter 2 for that matter. Nobody wants to hear this shit.
No. Someone probably does.
You think somebody does? We mentioned fucking Street Fighter 2, and now like the people that listen to the show.
Someone cares about Street Fighter 2.
They got half of a fucking boner just hearing about an old fucking game.
Yep, I did.
I loved Street Fighter 2.
Me too.
I don't give a fuck. I loved it.
Mortal Kombat 1.
I stopped buying games for that fucking system, for Super Nintendo, once I got Street Fighter 2. That was
for like a good 2 years.
Fucking doubled down on that shit. I loved it. I played Ken. That's it. I'm like, finally, a character that has my name. A character that has my fucking name.
Oh, you know what? There was finally a Steve in Street Fighter.
And then but his finishing move was just sucking his own dick.
It was so terrible because I'm pretty sure the character was gay. He was like a boxer from London. And he had like blonde hair, and his name was Steve Fox, I think. And he was like a box. It was like another Balrog. Like they already had two boxers beforehand. They just made another boxer. I'm like, come on, really? This guy sucks.
I liked Balrog because he had a jean jacket with no sleeves.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
I don't know. Steve might have been Tekken. Maybe I'm mixing shit.
Well, there was Steve, which was the Street Fighter X Tekken. I don't know.
Yeah, that might have been Tekken.
Well, here we go. I'm looking on StreetFighter.com. Characters, Steve. Just fucking Steve. Jesus Christ. Okay, here we go. Steve, the stinging hook, a cool, handsome boxer who is currently the reigning middleweight champion of the world. He is a serious and strong-hearted character who hates when others meddle in his matches. Who the fuck wrote this shit?
Japanese people?
Yeah. Don't meddle in his matches.
No meddling.
Dishonorable. That's fucking bad. Jesus Christ.
Yogi!
Yogi!
You can't... Come on, man. That guy, like, was pure straight
Same
up American.
Game found on SNES? Same.
Dude, what was it? Norioki. What was his name?
Norioki. Pat Morita.
Yeah, he put on the accent thick, and he didn't talk like
the
that.
The first time you heard him speak, like, in an interview, your mind exploded.
Yep. Because everybody saw him first on Karate Kid. You didn't see an interview with Pat Morita before you saw Karate Kid.
Yeah, you may have seen, like, Stayed Home from School and saw him as in Happy Days or something like that. But you didn't put it together when you saw Karate Kid.
Yeah, he was a lot younger on that too.
Yeah. So when you saw Karate Kid, he's like, "Well, my, this guy is a fucking 1,000% Japanese." This guy is the most Japanese thing I've ever seen in my life. And I can't imagine. I have no idea why. If I close my eyes, it sounds like he's fucking a surfer from California,
dude.
Yeah, you know, we just did the film and like a little hair flip, just like shake his head gently just to get the hair out of something. You did the film and it was a great time. And you know, Ralph was there. He was a great kid, man. So talented. Like, who the fuck? Who the fuck are you, Noriyuki? You son of a bitch.
And he didn't even start using the Noriyuki until, like, the end of his career.
He is supposed to fucking share secrets that white people should never get a hold of. He's supposed to willingly go against his heritage and teach white people Asian tricks. Asian moves.
But only if they need to really get the girl.
The 80s.
Three times.
The 80s were riddled with the idea that British people and Asians have just figured everything out. And dumb white Americans were dumb and white and American.
Yep.
And they could not be saved from themselves unless either an Asian or a British person happened into their life and felt bad for them.
Yep. Hey, that's Batman.
It's also Mr. Belvedere. It's also Karate Kid. And actually, there was a resurgence in the early 2000s, and maybe it can be argued it's going on today. The British judge on the talent shows.
They have the highest, you know, caliber of judgment.
That is just the takeoff of Mr. Belvedere's act. Christopher Hewitt, his estate, because he's deceased, don't you know? I mean, he is dead. His estate should be awarded royalties every time Simon Cowell or some catty homosexual judges a dance or something like that on Dancing with the Stars. It was absolute rubbish! Fuck you! I'm doing the best Charleston I can, you fuck! I didn't want to wear this! Rubbish! Your footwork was horrendous! Oh, fuck you! I don't do this!
I don't care if you don't have bottoms of your legs. You should learn to use those prosthetics better.
What is it? Oscar Pistorius is now on Dancing with the Stars?
No, there was some chick that lost both her legs that was on it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Maybe you should just be on Knitting with the Stars.
No, I think she won. I think that was last year she won.
What'd they do, just spin her like a bottle?
Nah, she's pretty good, man.
How do you dance without the lower part of your legs? You know, the thing your feet are connected to?
That's what it was. It was like below the knee. And she had double prosthetics below the knee, and I think I'm pretty sure she won.
You know, that's cheating. It's fucking cheating. You've
I mean, that's definitely the sentimentality vote.
You have carbon fiber, painless fucking feet that spring and never break.
She had like little deer things, like it was like a deer hoof.
Oh, so she looked like a fawn.
It wasn't like a foot. It wasn't like a fake foot. It was like, you know, like the bottom of like a deer's foot.
Like the thing an IMAX sits on, that little folded.
She was like a satyr, you know, like you know, those little like deer, half deer, you know, men that play the flute. And...
Oh, I thought you were just talking about the dinner that Jews have once a year.
No, the Seder. I don't know anything about that.
I don't either. I called a friend once in college. Like, I just met up with a friend. Actually, somebody you know that I don't have to mention. But he was a member of a fraternity and had invited me to come down to hang out at the at his fraternity house for a get-together, a party. And I called him, and he goes, dude, I'm at Seder. I'm like, fuck do I know?
What what the fuck's a Seder?
Yeah, first of all, I don't know what the fuck you just said, little kid. But I'm looking to get drunk and awkwardly rub against girls my age. So let's. How can we get this happening? He's like, well, after Seder.
I'm like, I don't Seder over.
Stop saying that. I don't know what that is. I understand drinking and free.
Is this a Stein we know?
No. It was the white member of the Flip Squad. From Dial. Doesn't matter. That's why I said we don't have to mention.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Good dude. Good dude. Solid dude. But I interrupted his Seder dinner once. Oh, well. So anyway, Steve, there's a lot that's gone on that we haven't gotten a chance to discuss because, you know, we've been taking some time here.
Time has elapsed, I think.
So I'm excited about the iPhone. Obviously, I have an iPhone 4.
You don't even have the 5?
No, I keep my shit when it works. I hold on to things that work and use them until I can benefit from the new thing. Like when, you know, they release a new iPhone every year and I don't need the new one. And then the new one comes out. I'm like, you know, this thing really is okay for me. And to top it all off, I have unlimited data still, and I'm not sure if I'm not sure if I want to buy the phone outright and keep the unlimited data. But, you know, as it turns out, I don't think I use that much. But anyway, I'm excited for the iPhone 6. I think I'm ready to move on from my iPhone 4. And it has to be said, I'm in the iPhone camp. I'm not going to be swayed out of it. I enjoy it. I love the phones. I like the apps. It seems to be that is what people design things for, at least today. I mean, it's rare when you have an Android-only app or an Android-first app. So I'm in that camp. There are people who are not into it, and a lot of them now...
Well, there are Android-only apps.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's rare either. I mean, there's because like the whole PC crowd goes Android, and the Apple crowd goes, you know...
What huge app is there that's only Android?
Don't ask me, because I don't know, because I don't really care about apps.
Then I've never... You don't care about apps. Do you have a smartphone?
Yeah.
Why don't you care about apps?
I use the Weather Channel. I'm sure it's on both. Aside from that, it's got a web browser that works. So, I don't know. Oh. Like, what apps do you need to use all the time?
I use the Facebook app, Twitter app.
Well, all right.
Instagram
I use Facebook.
App.
Well, I'm not on Twitter or Instagram. Well, I am on Twitter, but I just do that on my PC because I don't really give a shit about it. I don't use Instagram. I don't know.
I mean, I think it's great. I mean, it extends the functionality of your phone. That's why I think it's weird that you say I don't care about apps.
Yeah, but I mean, like, is there anything constructive that's really, like, necessary? Like, you need to have Twitter and Instagram?
I need to have Trello. I use that for work.
The hell is Trello?
Trello is a really amazing system for like prioritizing tasks, keeping track of projects, and not necessarily just work. I use it for like around the house and shit that I have to accomplish. It's
to do list app.
It's a little bit more than that, but if you want to boil it down like that, yeah, it's in that category.
All right. Well, that's good. I mean, that's productive.
Dropbox. I use the Dropbox app to access files that I've backed up.
Well, I use Dropbox on my PC. I mean, I don't do so much for my phone that I need a Dropbox app, I don't think.
I use Snapchat. I use Netflix, YouTube, Pandora. I fucking abuse Pandora. I mean, like...
Well, I can see that, yeah.
The list, we don't need to name fucking apps, but what I'm saying is there's a lot of shit out there, and I can't think of one that I'm like, damn it, if only they had designed that
for iPhone. If only it was available for iPhone.
Well, everything's for both, though.
But I, my point is, I don't think that there's I can't think of a single app that's on both that started out as Android only. That has a huge following. I can't think of any. If anybody knows, get in touch with me in some way. Facebook.
I think if it was anything, Twitter, it was some kind of game that was, you know, Android only for some reason.
I don't know. I mean, they sold fucking 9 or 10 million iPhones in a weekend.
Anything web based, I don't understand why you wouldn't go iPhone absolutely for your app, your primary app.
What do you mean web based? Jesus Christ, are you gonna live?
No.
Well, it's good knowing you, Steve. What do you mean web based? Like you're referring
any website that any popular website like you said YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, blah blah blah. I think most people natively would go with programming for iPhones because that's what dominates the market. That's what you program for.
Except actually, YouTube might be an interesting one because that is a Google property. They had an iPhone app first, I guess.
I'm pretty sure there's not much of a difference between either of them.
No, the initial YouTube app on the iPhone was proprietary and included and weird. It had that old fucking 50s TV set icon. And then they kind of, you know, Apple and Google parted ways and Apple no longer offered that app and Google released their own. So anyway, I'm in the iPhone camp. I see people like Mike Feedback. He's not. He is an Android person. He enjoys his Android phone, and he's really enjoying the fact that people have discovered that aluminum can bend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Bendgate. This is called Bendgate. They've actually called it Bendgate.
Steel. Yeah.
Why does everything have to have the fucking gate suffix just because there was a hotel called the Watergate?
Because you could just, it's gate. You could just put that on.
But
shit.
That makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, well, that's how network news fucking operates. They just say something gate, bridge gate, bend gate. I don't know, whatever you want.
Your phone is a little bendy, so let's compare it to the fucking president's cabinet stealing secrets.
Latte gate.
Now, what is latte gate?
I don't think it actually got gate status, but I guess the president had a cup of coffee in his hand and he saluted with the hand that had the cup of coffee in it.
Yeah. Well, who truly gives a shit?
Yeah, you know, that's high treason, I guess.
I don't give a fuck what that guy does. I don't care what president does with his fucking hand, what gesture he does. I don't give a shit. I don't know. I can't be fucking bothered. I want to know that I won't be fucking invaded, beheaded, killed, infected with Ebola.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
Hey, it's in Texas. First place.
Yeah, and people are being beheaded in this country. It's not his fault. I'm not saying that.
Not our country.
But like what I'm saying is there are.
But it's our people getting beheaded. Well, I think one was.
Dude, there was a guy. There was a fucking guy that beheaded like 1.5 people in Oklahoma.
There's that guy too.
But what I'm saying is whether the president holds a fucking latte in his hand or not is. So far down, it's actually like, hey, am I using too much paper to wipe my ass? It's lower than that on my list of concerns.
Yeah, newsworthy scale, 0.01%.
It's just fucking really frustrating. It's like a current affair style bullshit. TMZ. It's that TMZ shit, like how everything has to be fucking filmed, analyzed, and scrutinized, and not even like reported on. Or delved into, it's just like, here it is, what do you think? Oh, yeah. I can't believe it.
Look at that comment section. That comment section's
blowing. I can't believe he didn't fucking do this thing that I thought he should do. What a fucking jerk off. They're just serving this up, and you're supposed to take it however the fuck you want. They're not even, like, reporting anything. They're just like, this happened.
look.
Go. It's not. It's a non-fucking event. It probably has happened 6,000 times already. Who gives a shit? There's fucking real stuff to be fucking concerned with.
Yeah, like Derek Jeter.
Like the goddamn captain. Like the captain. Now, Steve, I know you're a Yankees fan. I know you are.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you upset at all?
I'm happy.
Why are you happy?
Because I'm done with the core four. Like, I'm glad they're gone.
Well, I think it's actually time to say goodbye to the captain. It's just, it's official. It's over. His career's done. We don't have to hear about Derek Jeter anymore. We don't need to hear Italians and New Yorkers who sound Italian say the words Derek or Jeter ever again.
Derek Jeter for life, bro.
Bro, Jeter. Jeter, bro. The fucking Yankees. Grown men just fucking being drawn to near tears because a guy caught a ball or hit a fucking baseball. Like, I don't know.
Can you move the heart, bro? The heart.
Dude, he busted his fucking ankle and he walked off. He walked off and then he came back and he fucking...
Bro, Mr. November.
Dude, yeah, not this year. You know what he's going to be doing? He's going to be putting up record numbers in his warehouse and inventory department with the number of fucking gift baskets he has to get rid of. Just his fucking Easter basket filled with, you know, sample soaps, autographs, and fucking just 8x10s. Just unload it. There will be a fucking fire sale. I don't know. Maybe the gift basket was reserved strictly for sex, but now he'll settle for like a half-hearted hand job. Just fucking. Yeah. Okay. Hey, you. Come here a second. Yeah. This is a Ford Focus. You saw the commercial. Hop in. Just tug on it a little bit. I got to get rid of these fucking gift baskets. I mean, I bought them. I'm not gonna not get nothing for them. Go to an orphanage. Yeah. Oh, that's fucking hilarious. Great. But it is. It's time to say goodbye, Steve. Were you happy with how it all went down? I mean, I don't know. I'm not really a fan.
So you didn't see the last game that he played in Yankee Stadium?
I saw the play.
Where the
fucking first baseman decided to just look the other way and wipe a tear and then fucking, you know, touch his chest two times with a fist and go, Jeter, bro, Jeter.
Like, seriously? A lot of errors in that game.
Yeah, they didn't give him a gift to that game until the very end.
And David Robertson, you know, it was 5-2 Yankees until Robertson came in to close the game at 5-2, and he gave up two home runs for 3 runs to tie it.
Yeah, it's all fucking storybook bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know, a little unbelievable to me.
I mean, you know what? I never saw Ted Williams at bat, but I know it's a home run. So that's shit that gets passed down. How do I know they didn't give him a fucking watermelon to hit? Just fucking crush. Yeah. The guy's fucking 48 years old.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's still a pitch that you have to hit for a home run.
That's true.
That's my reasoning. I mean, it's...
Jeter fucking socks a dribbler, and then all fucking week at work.
You see guys in batting practice whiff. Yeah. I mean, it does happen.
True. All fucking week after this miraculous win. I had to just fucking delete and hide Facebook posts and destroy emails. People like, it's Jeter doing what he does, man. Winning. That was an actual fucking Facebook winning status update that caused me to end a friendship forever.
Oh, really?
Doing what he does, man. Winning.
Yeah. Winning when your team is already mathematically eliminated.
Yeah. Celebrating for something you did great.
Wonderful.
Yeah. How great. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know what they're gonna do in fucking in the Bronx or in any of the other five boroughs. I don't know what they're gonna do. Their hero is gone. Your hero is gone.
It's not my hero. My hero is Bernie Williams.
I you know who my hero is? The guy that would purchase the respect with the number 2 shirt like now. What, are you going to still wear it? How long are you going to respect him with that number two? It's retired. It's in Monument Park, bro.
You know, I've owned 4 Yankees jerseys with numbers or names. First one was Bernie Williams. Second one was Ichiro, because I was just kind of glad Yankees got him.
Yeah.
He's a fucking great player. Third one was Mariano, just to have a number 42 t-shirt. And then what was the other one? Oh, Granderson.
You didn't get
traded to the Mets.
you didn't get a Kevin Moss jersey from 1991?
Oh, no. Fuck that, dude. Who has it? Anybody who wears a Kevin Moss jersey needs to get fucking beat.
What about Brian Taylor with an E?
No. Let me talk about Kevin Moss. Anybody who has a fucking Kevin Moss jersey is a fucking asshole, because he's who took over after Don Mattingly. Like, you're so happy that Don Mattingly is gone that you go out and get a Kevin Moss jersey? Fuck that guy. That's like, saying.
What if he's like your son or your cousin or something?
Okay. Well, that's permissible.
But no, you're an asshole for having it.
Seriously, that's like after Gary Carter leaves
the
Mets.
So wait, what was Don Mattingly's number?
23.
Interesting. Kevin Moss, 24.
Robinson Cano, number 24. And now that he's gone, Chris Young has taken over.
You mean Kevin Moss didn't make it to Monument Park?
No, and the number 24 is still out there, and I hope hopefully Chris Young is going to take over for that and be a good player.
Well, there's always Andy Stankiewicz.
Oh, Stanky. That's the dude. Those were the days for the Yankees.
They were the worst days for the Yankees.
They were the worst days. It was Steve Balboni and Jesse Barfield and Wayne Tolleson, fucking Alvaro Espinosa. We had Neon Dion out in the outfield. Deion Sanders was the outfielder for the Yankees back in those terrible days.
Was he? Oh, yeah, he was on the... Holy shit.
That's when he was playing two sports.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Jesus Christ. Yeah, so it's over. Thank God it's over. I'm so fucking tired of it.
Like, I've never been a... Like, I like Jeter. I'm not going to say I hate Jeter.
Jeter, bro.
But I'm not... I would never call myself a Jeter fan. Like, someone who's... Oh, yeah, he's the best. Blah, 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 blah.
This is the second show in a row we're talking about Jeter, by the way.
All right. Well, anyway.
Well, what about Jeter? You fucking love him. You want a gift basket. Do you think there's a guy fan who is straight who is seriously considering trying to get his sister to fuck Jeter or something so he can get that sweet gift basket?
Martha, you got to go out.
He's taking his fucking sister to the gym just so she can get in the best shape of her life so she can catch the eye of Derek Jeter because he really wants that fucking signed picture.
Listen. If we keep it wrapped for 15 years, you know how much that's going to be worth?
Yeah. We'll be fucking loaded. Well, what did you have to do? You fucked Jeter. I mean, is that really so fucking bad? You go out there, you shake your little fucking ass. He looks at you and shit. And boom, we got a fucking box of collectibles. It's a win-win.
Win-win.
Win-win. I heard he gives certificate of authenticity. I heard that.
How fucking funny would it be that he fucking sleeps with some bitch and she's like, let me see the certificate.
I want that shit to be real so fucking bad. I want that to be a real thing. When Clayton first brought that up to us, that he just signs foul balls and just gives them to fucking people, and now it's evolved into this elaborate gift basket that he just has a war chest of.
Yeah, you know what? I knew I heard about that before you brought it up. Like, it reminded me.
I had never heard of it. It was brand new to me, and I fucking loved it. I loved him for that. That was my favorite thing that Jeter could do. Just fucking, just going into some fucking bar, finding like a hot nobody, banging the shit out of her, sending her home with his fucking driver and a fucking parting gift. Yeah, here you go. Don't fucking say nothing.
Here's her consolation prize.
Yeah. Makes her sign an NDA. He's actually got like pinstripes tattooed on his fucking dick. She doesn't want him to tell anybody. Jesus Christ. Yeah, so Derek Jeter's done.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, now it's going to be paraphernalia sold at fucking flea markets around the world. That's Derek Jeter's fucking legacy.
Yeah. Actually, I went to a flea market this weekend, and I did see a couple of a few Derek Jeter related things. Like they had the standard fare. By the way, my mom wanted like a family outing. She was excited about this. She said, "We'll go to this flea market." Like she likes going to those things. She's like, "We'll all go out to breakfast. There's a flea market nearby. We'll take a look. It's not like
the normal." IHOP.
She goes, "It's not like a normal flea market. It's a nicer one. We've been here years and years ago." And I'm like, "Yeah, okay, fine. I'll go. I'm not interested in
a nice flea market."
This is what she told me. Yeah, she said there's a nice.
I don't know what that constitutes.
It's like they have really good stuff, is what she was saying. Like,
I would assume a nice flea market is a strip mall.
So she told me there was a really nice. This is what she was telling me. Just go with it. And really nice flea market. She wanted to have everybody go out there. She wanted to buy some. Her main goal really was to buy some Halloween shit. I think she had like a witch craft or something that she liked that she had gotten there years ago. She was hoping that maybe they'd have the same type of stuff. And she says, "We'll all go out to breakfast. We'll all go down there. We'll drive there. It'll make a little morning of it, blah, blah, blah." And at first, I'm like, "Yeah, okay. You can get me with the word breakfast. I'm in."
Breakfast.
Want some damn breakfast in this motherfucker. So I go out and I'm regretting it as soon as I get in the car. I'm like, "Wait a minute. I'm going to a fucking flea market. I know exactly what the shit is. I don't care. I'm exactly how you're thinking just a few minutes ago. I'm like, I know what this is. There are no nice flea markets." There are no. I already know what this is going to entail. So I just start telling her, I hope they have the sock table. I hope they have the table full of socks.
I hope they have the imports from China at one.
The fucking contents of a stolen container that they just fucking shoveled out on two goddamn card tables and put their most expressionless, inconsiderate person in front of it that just barks orders. Sock! No, not sock. Sock, singular. Sock, 245. Sock, 245.
Oh, 250 for sock. That was pretty good.
And my mom's like, I wish you didn't go.
Socks for $5.
Like, I wish you didn't. I wish you wouldn't have agreed to come. I'm like, "Well, no, hold on, Mom. Maybe they'll have the table with the ninja stars and the fucking knife with the dragon on the handle. Maybe they'll have that." Every fucking flea market I've ever been to, they've had the weapon table for some fucking reason. Next to, like, the guy who just decides to spray paint Oak Tag and make it look like a fucking planet and sell it to fucking idiots. You ever see that? The guy who's like...
Oak Tag?
Like the little Oak Tag sheets of cardboard. He just takes it, sits down there. He has his headphones on. He's playing some fucking dumb electronica. And he's just spray painting a red circle and then making it look like a fucking planet. And then he fucking sells it to some dope.
What, it's supposed to be art?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've never seen that.
You've never seen the guy with the spray cans. Usually a guy has like a tackle box filled with Krylon spray cans, and he just fucking is...
And when he's like tagging, like he's doing a tag on a piece of paint.
No, all he's doing is he's spraying a full circle at various levels of opacity. So that he gets a textured circle look, and then he sprays a little white to make it look fucking three-dimensional, and then he sprays the background a little bit, and then signs the bottom corner, and puts it up. He's like, "It's Mars." He just makes a fucking planet. All he does, he has a template with a fucking circle. He's spray painting the whole shit. He's like, "Oh, Doug, you gotta see this guy. You gotta see this guy."
That's like any of those videos you see where it's like somebody on YouTube and they're like, "Look at this guy. He finger paints like really fast."
Yeah.
Yo, he's done like 950,000 of those.
Yeah, you gotta look at, exactly. On YouTube, you'll find this shit. Like, guy spray paints space. It's always fucking planets.
Or no, there's the one, I think it was on America's Got Talent too, the people were on, and they start doing this painting and they're painting and they're painting, and then it gets like three quarters of the way through, and then they flip it upside down and do like three things.
It's like
and
Bruce
then
Lee
they
or
were
something.
Painting the whole thing upside down.
Yeah, yeah. I saw one when it was Bruce Lee. It was pretty impressive. And then I'm like, oh, this guy paints nothing but fucking Bruce Lee
but they've
all
done
day.
So many times.
Yeah.
I could easily do that if I learned how to do it. That's what is that?
Wait, hold on. Did you say I could easily do that if I learned how to do it? Yeah, that's anything, Steve. If you learn how to fucking fly, you can easily do that too.
I was going to say, there's that theory that if you practice something, what is it, like 30,000 times a year, in 5 years, you'll be a professional at anything?
The 10,000 hour.
Was it 10,000 hours? Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah, so we ended up going, and I'm killing my mom with the predictions of all the. Oh, wait, but mom, don't be mad. What if we get there and they have the table with the fake Yankee candles? It'll be great. I'll buy a fake Yankee candle and I'll carry it over to the guy who just sells bags of random roasted nuts. It'll be great. And she's just so fucking aggravated. Like I'm ruining this thing. She thought it'd be like a nice thing, a couple hours together. You know, looking at garbage and shit, whatever the fuck it is. She gets her little craft. We get there, and it's about 100% what I fucking said it was. There was the sock table. They didn't have the guy that had the nuts, but there was the fucking Ninja Star dragon handle knife guy.
Yep.
The guy who basically sells wrist rockets, daggers, fucking buck knives, and ninja swords and Chinese stars. That guy.
That guy's awesome.
The only table worth looking at. you look
wait,
at.
What did your mom go?
If you look at him and be like, you got nunchucks, right? He fucking looks both ways, pulls out this fucking metal box.
Clawed or unclawed.
Yeah. So I'm looking at this fucking the wrist rocket. It's like $8. I'm like, $8 to potentially fucking, you know, have a family damaging mistake. It's pretty good. $8.
And, a slingshot wrist rocket?
And it's like, yeah, this is good for varmint hunting. And it's like, oh, it's always an, I don't know what it is, but whenever I go to a flea market, it's always an Asian dude. And they're very, very aggressive. Very aggressive.
What was he? So he was, aggressively?
Asian dude was selling like this the wrist rocket slingshot. It was like, it says like, varmints, gophers, and fucking like squirrels, and like ideal for hunting. And I picked one up, and the guy's like, hunting. I'm like, what? He goes, good for hunting.
Go for hunting.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
There you go for hunting.
Go for
squirrel, chipmunk, rabbit.
Slingshot, go for hunting. Blue.
Bro bird?
For gophers? No, gopher hunting. Gopher hunting, but also gopher squirrel hunting.
Gopher hunting.
So, I mean, I'm just looking at this shit, and it's like everybody acts like they're offering the world the greatest shit. I mean, it's they're trying to make money, obviously. I get it. But it's like, dude, you're selling fucking shitty weapons that the kids are going to throw into the drywall and fucking get yelled at for. Just calm down. You're selling $8 fucking knives to people. Like, just fucking relax. Sit down in your fucking folding chair and don't try to fucking, you know, hard sell me on some fucking weapons that honestly I'm like 35% interested in buying. To be honest, I'm looking at this. I'm like, geez, I could buy every fucking knife here right now. I could buy I could buy all the knives, fucking and be down $50. These fucking things are so cheap. I could buy every knife. And that's a feeling that I had. I wanted every knife when I was a kid and I'd go to flea markets. But now I'm a man and I can do it. I can make this happen. And I decide not to. That's what being a goddamn adult is. What am I going to do, Steve? Have a fucking, have a dragon knife in my pocket so I can be that person?
One knife.
What am I going to do? Pull it out?
Fucking get a boot knife.
Toss it between my hands? Make your move, Mary.
you gotta be like
shuffle
the Joker.
Hand to hand. What you gonna do, buddy? What you gonna do, Mary? Come on, step up.
And you twiddle it between your fingers,
yeah.
Up and down.
Or get the dulled butterfly knife from the flea market. just so you don't really hurt yourself. Yeah, but this was the first flea market that I saw where, and this might be a sign of the times, I guess, there was a table that had just 35 computers on it. And they were all on. And another very aggressive pitch man, Asian pitch man, standing in back of the computers. And every time you walk by, he would say, "All computer for sale. All computers are for sale. All computer on sale." Like that. So I go...
for sale and on sale.
Yeah. Yeah, he would alternate. And I looked, and I'm like, I mean, these are some old computers. There's like... I mean, I have an old iMac from 2006. Still works, still serves a purpose. But I recognize that he has the same exact one there. And he's charging like, you know, $200-$300 for it or something like that. And I'm like, oh, it's maybe someone will take that off his hands and maybe do something with it. But I saw behind it, there were on the table, there was a box. An iMac box. And the image on it was not the 2006 iMac, which has an aluminum border all the way around the screen. It's got a right. CD-ROM on the side of it. It's about 2 inches thick in the frame. The image on the box was the brand new iMacs that are like razor thin. There's no bezel. It's beautiful. And I've wanted one for a while. And I'm like, oh my God, maybe this guy has them for some reason. I have no idea why he would or if I would even consider buying it, but I'm curious.
It is a flea market.
Let me talk to him and just see what's up. And I'm like, hey, do you have that iMac? And he pats the box. He goes, yeah, right here, 2.4 gig. And he points to this 2006 one. And I look at him, I go, but that is not that. That's from 2006 and old, and this is like the new one. And the guy just fucking completely went dead to me. It treated me as if I was an apparition. Didn't even fucking look my way again. And just kept going, all computer on sale. All computer on sale.
Oh,
and people walking by like, man, this laptop here, $200. $200 laptop, Windows 7. Like all this shit, like just fucking buzzwords. Like brand new. He would like say six things about it that are true, but just throw the word brand new brand in. Yeah. Like Dell, 2.4 gig, brand new, 2006. Like all this shit. They were very, very old. And then this one guy, like, who's kind of well dressed, comes over, sees the Apple logo, and says to him, he goes, how much for this iMac computer? And he goes, 2.4 gig, $300. The guy goes, well, I want one in the box. I don't want a refurbished one. And he goes, oh, it's brand new. And he starts patting the box that has the picture of it, which, for those who don't know, the iMac box has a picture on either side. There's one where it's a direct front-on shot where you might be able to fool somebody who doesn't notice the aluminum border around the edge. The picture on this new box, it's just the bib or the beard, I guess, of the computer is aluminum, but everything else is a black border. It's just nice. And it's also a fucking wider screen than the one that is depicted. It's a much wider, sleeker looking design. But you might be able to fool somebody with that straight on design. He had the one where it was profile. But since I pointed out that was the old one, he turned it around. And the guy said, I don't want this refurbished one. And the guy goes, no, it's brand new. Starts tapping on the box. And I'm just watching this shit unfold. And I said kind of under my breath to the guy here, I go, that's from 2006. Like that. And he goes, I don't want a refurbished one. I'm like, they're all refurbished. And he just fucking walked away. And the guy shot me the fucking dirtiest look you could ever see. And I realized, okay, this guy's, you know, a reseller. He's trying to sell this shit. But
he's straight up lying.
He is fucking hustling motherfuckers on this thing. People are coming by like, oh, do you buy old computers? He goes, yeah, absolutely, you should have brought it. I have a laptop, but it's broken. He goes, don't worry, we perform computer renaissance.
Computer
renaissance. Yeah, people are going to show up with these old fucking laptops and get like $50 for him, and then the guy will sell it for $200. Good. Good for him. But man, he was fucking taking people over. And everybody was drawn to that Apple logo. It was very interesting. Like, oh my God, an iMac. Wow, look at this. This is a... But he's like, 2.4 gig. I'm like, that sounds impressive, I guess. If leaving out the fact that it's the 20-inch 2006 iMac that probably hasn't been upgraded, probably has 1 gig of RAM, and the original...
2.4.
2.4 gig. But I think he was referring to the processor. 2.4 gigahertz. Sure. It was just so fucking crazy. And what was remarkable is the Asian dominance that of the flea market, I want to say landscape, or like the flea market game.
Yeah, that's like, sorry to say, but redneck territory. I mean,
it used to be. They got shut out, man. There's still one booth, though. There was one little table of the homemade candles, and this guy would repeat the same thing over and over. You're like, these candles, they take 3 hours to make. They are made by my wife and myself from scratch, layered. They're like, they look like fake apple pies and shit. You ever see those fucking candles that look edible, but like look like the most disgusting food?
Yeah, it kind of makes me angry.
Like, it looks like a really gross blueberry cobbler, and right. Yet you have to set fire to it for some fucking reason. I don't understand it. He's like, they are made by my wife and myself from scratch.
In America.
And yeah, exactly. And he goes, and I assure you, nothing, none of its ingredients or components were made in China. And he fucking looked over at, like, whatever Asian dude was, like, selling socks.
The Chinese guy next door.
It reminded me of Forrest Gump when he's trying to tell Jenny to come home. He goes, you need to come home to Greenbow, Alabama! That fucking crying fucking girlfriend beating hippie that, piece of shit. It's just that lying son of a bitch Johnson in this war. Fuck you, you greasy hippie cocksucker. Go fucking... Go get cucked to the fucking Black Panther party that you just went to, piece of shit.
Forrest Gump stared that dude down so hard.
Fucking beat the shit out of him. Got called a fucking brute or whatever the fuck.
Greenbow, Alabama!
Greenbow, Alabama! I watched that movie again recently, and every time I watch it...
It's a great movie, man.
I love it. It's very polarizing. And you know what? I wouldn't say it's a great movie.
I would. Come on.
No, it's not. Really? Because you're supposed to feel good that everything kind of works out in the end. But
no, that's the worst. The worst part of the movie.
Worst part of the movie is that fucking Jenny is the worst person in the fucking world.
A complete disgrace.
Manipulative fucking cunt.
Yeah.
How old is fucking little Forrest? He's 6 goddamn years old. Oh, you've got AIDS now, and you want him to grow up with somebody. Now Forrest is good enough. Well, I've got AIDS and a 6-year-old son. I'm probably going to die. Well, let me just put him with his retard daddy.
Yep.
Fuck you, Jenny. Seriously.
Yeah, the end was the worst. I mean, Jenny was definitely a disgrace.
What a fucking piece of shit.
Like, everything up until... the end was so
good. And you know what? I also fucking... Lieutenant Dan doesn't come away clean on this either. Lieutenant Dan does not fucking come away clean.
He's cleaner than fucking Jenny, though.
No, you know why he doesn't come away with any fucking... without blame? You know why he doesn't come out unscathed? Because he's this nice guy. He made peace with everything. He's formed a partnership with Forrest. He protected him when the lady who tastes like cigarettes said he might be stupid. He came to his defense. However, when he finally meets this fucking cunt Jenny, he's like, yeah, it was so nice to finally meet you. Me and my Japanese wife and my fucking, my mop pole legs. We really, really happy to meet you. Fuck you. You need to goddamn stand up. Maybe, you know what? I don't know. Maybe I'm looking into
stand up for what? Are you telling Lieutenant?
He finally fucking got enough money to be able to walk, and I'll walk. Yeah, he finally got enough money to fucking walk, and he couldn't tell that fucking bitch. He didn't know she was sick. Forrest didn't explain that to anybody. All of a sudden, she's just gone.
I had you buried under our tree.
I still love that movie. I don't give a fuck how terrible it is.
Yeah.
It's terrible. But it's terrible. I love it. What's vacation mean?
It's where you go somewhere and you ain't never come back.
Oh, I see.
I guess you was fucked by a wayward vagrant. I don't know. I don't know. They never really went into much about why. You know, maybe it was fetal alcohol. What the? I don't know. Why was he so fucked up?
Forrest?
Yeah, what happened?
Like, what was his deal?
Yeah, why? Why was he so dumb?
Yeah, I don't think they ever really got into why Forrest was... I mean, he had bad legs. That didn't make him dumb.
But then they became good legs.
Then I was running.
I just felt like running. Shut the fuck up, you piece of shit. You don't just run across the country, you fucking dope.
I ran off my bad legs, fucking... and my bad legs became good legs, and I was running. Like, what the fuck?
He was so stupid happening? That those fucking Alabama boys in the Jeep were throwing rocks at him for fun.
They threw rocks at my braces, and they fell off.
And how fucked up is that? Honestly, no, it's not. It's not fucked up enough that they're throwing rocks at him. They're chasing this kid with leg braces in a fucking Jeep. You could fucking walk faster than this kid.
I outran the Jeep because my legs were very good and I didn't know it.
They're having a fucking... a rock... One-sided rock chariot race. They're just fucking pelting him with asphalt. Run, Forrest. And thanks again, Jenny.
I just kept on running because it felt right.
Thanks again, Jenny, for your priceless advice. We hung out like peas and carrots for a fucking year, and your only word to me to not get killed with rocks is to run. Look at my fucking legs, for Christ's sakes.
Me and Jenny, we was like peas and carrots.
Yeah, intact through digestion and just speckled about my fucking big retarded shits.
We was like peas and corn. They always came out in your dookie.
Can't sit here! Good. Good, that guy ruined his life. Can't sit here! Ruined his life. I know what love is. Do you,
I
Forrest?
May not be a very,
I don't think you do.
Man.
I don't think you do, Forrest, because the woman you're professing your love to has blown fucking everybody she's met except you.
Jenny, I know you're an angel from heaven. You yeah. can't do no wrong.
You know how you play guitar.
No, you know what love is.
for Navy boys with no clothes on. And how you got hooked on smack and tried to kill yourself once. I love you,
You
Jenny.
Was just a little afraid and confused is all.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. You're not going to get me to hate that fucking movie, Steve. I'm sorry.
I could go to the South and just fit in. I think I could. I would have to slow my brain down, though.
Yeah.
But you got to slow it down like at least 10%.
Well, apparently you could just get chased by a fucking topless Jeep with people just hucking rocks at you. Take one of them to the brain, and you'll be the smartest guy in fucking Greenbow. Fucking run, just run! Like, oh, really? Thanks, Jenny. I thought I would just fucking stand here and just continue to get fucking pelted. I was already. Not only that, I was already running away. You fucking
Jenny
bitch.
Has the master plan.
Fuck you. I was already running away with my fucking braced up legs. Thanks. Don't go get help or anything like that. Don't try and call the law or get a gun or fucking throw a rock back. Just tell me to run away with my fucking handicap.
Run, Forrest, run.
You
I'm going to sit here and pray in the cornfield. Yeah.
Fly, Vapid. Free Fizzler! Fucking fly far, far, far away from here!
Jenny! Where the fuck are ye? Get the fuck over to my house!
Come here, Forrest. This this man's why I'm going to ruin your life.
I'm going to get AIDS and come back to you.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
Fucking Jenny is a bitch.
Fucked him once. Got a goddamn kid out of it. Didn't tell him. Like,
she was terrible, dude.
She saw him on the fucking news.
Terrible.
She knew who the fuck she was. She had
dude,
a goddamn.
He was all over the news. He, like,
she had a
evidence.
Fucking scrapbook of him, and didn't tell him shit about Haley Joel Osment. Fucking Haley Joel Osment's over there watching Bert and Ernie all fucking day, unsupervised. And this
Have you
fucking
seen Haley
cunt.
Joel Osment?
No.
Oh my god.
What happened to him?
Like his face. Like there's like an 8x8 square inch version of his face that has stayed the same, and everything else just got very much fat. Like,
oh yeah,
Joel Osment is like a fatty.
Holy shit, his fucking face is the same.
That's what I'm saying.
The
dude.
Same
like,
size.
Yeah, like the middle of his face is the same.
Oh my
and
god!
And everything else just like exploded with fat.
He actually. His face looks like somebody applied a ceramic doll's finish to Kevin Smith's face.
No, it's like someone took Haley Joel Osment and just pumped him up
He's
with
got
hair.
A big beard now and shit.
Yeah, he's all sorts of weird now.
He's fucking, yeah. Oh my god, he's the worst.
Yeah, but he supposedly has like 3 movie deals going right now, or a movie and TV.
I heard he
shit.
Was in some Kevin Smith movie. That might have been why I thought.
Might have been Tusk.
What was that about? I don't even know.
Tusk is the thing where some dude gets taken hostage and transformed into a human version of a narwhal or something.
Oh, Christ.
Or a walrus.
When can we officially just give up on Kevin Smith? Is it okay?
So, no, here's the thing. Supposedly, that movie was such a hit that he's making Clerks 3.
Why?
Because Clerks wasn't ruined enough with Clerks 2.
Clerks 2 was a fucking abomination. Fucking what's her name? The horse face broad that was in that one. The fuck? Who was in that? Rosario Dawson loving it live.
Right, Rosario Dawson,
the one who loves Best in Show live. She loves it live. Did you ever hear that? She actually did a tag for them at like Comic Con or something.
What, Rosario Dawson?
How did you not hear this? It was like in heavy rotation. Yeah, this is Rosario Dawson. You're listening to Best in Show Radio, loving it live. Loving it live. That's what she said. That was her big quote.
If I think of Best in Show commercials, it's them running around their apartment getting side stitches.
This is a while ago. And also they had fucking the guy from What's Happening on there. I can't remember. Hey. The fuck
Rerun?
Was like, no. Hey. Hey, what the fuck was his name? I don't even remember. Jesus Christ, I can't remember What's Happening.
Now
you can't. I gotta hear it. I'm sorry. Oh, but first, a goddamn Geico ad. Fuck!
Geico. I remember back when I was in WW2.
Back
at
W2, we didn't have to listen to no fucking ads before our fucking videos. When I was a kid, we just saw the videos and we never clicked on any ads. And companies went fucking bankrupt, even though they had a PE ratio of fucking 2 million. Bow. What's happening? Yes! Now I'm on a mission to find out what the fuck...
I feel happy.
Oh, it's a fucking... It's a goddamn laugh riot. Bow. Haywood Nelson, it was. Haywood Nelson. That's the guy who did the a read for them. He was Dwayne on What's Happened.
Dwayne. All right.
Yep. Shirley Hemphill. Come on. It was good.
Dude, that whole fucking show was great.
Yeah, and, you know, rerun. Fucking stole the show. That's all you need is that one central fucking character that was weird, different, and that's it.
Yeah, but even without rerun, I think they could have been successful.
Fuck that. Rerun was the Black Fonzie. We all fucking know that.
Okay, if you say so.
Who was the Fonzie on that show?
I don't think that show had a Fonzie.
Fonzie, not in terms of magical white man who can fucking repair electronics with his elbow.
Hey.
I'm talking about the fucking, you think Happy Days, the fucking first thing you see is that fucking...
Ron Howard smirk.
That Jew pretending to be Italian, putting two thumbs up and making everything okay. Hey. You think of fucking Arthur Fonzarelli when I tell you Happy Days. Don't fucking deny it.
I think of fucking Ron Howard. I don't know why.
Bullshit. I think of Anson Williams and his portrayal of Potsy. Bullshit. That show is a fucking synonym for Fonzie.
It is.
If that show ever fucking was syndicated in Eastern Europe, Fonz would become a new word in every one of those languages.
It probably is.
A gusge de Fonz.
A gusge de Fonz.
A cul de relèche Fonz Ralph Mouth. A cul de Mr. C. Fonz.
The Fonz could.
That's actually, when Shawnee Murphy and Sobers and Rhodes and I went to Vegas, we would do things in the elevator. Like, when new people would come on, we'd try to pretend we were in the middle of conversations. And we would try to one-up each other. Like, and just go with it. Like, someone comes in, so I didn't know it would go that bad and really spread as far as it did. I mean, it itches, but I have to not touch it. You know, it's hell. Like, stuff like that where you pretend you have a disease, you pretend someone passed away. And then an idea that I had was, let's pretend or potentially all of us are fucking Eastern Europeans that just figured out what Happy Days is. And just make up fucking a language, whatever it is. And
then
talk
just
about,
drop Fonzie terms in between.
Yeah, like, this is the Happy Days, Kyushke the Mr. C, Kyushke Fonz, Gushke the Potsy, just fucking like broken language, whatever the fuck it is, and then just Fonzie references over and over. And then when we ran out of Happy Days material, we would try to read signs that were written in English and just fuck it up for 35 seconds and irritate the shit out of everybody who's on the fucking elevator.
Nice.
The poker, touch poker. No. And Sean would get into this and actually pretend to be Eastern European as well. Poker, multi, Dutch. Poker, Dutch, multi. No.
Poker, multi, Dutch.
Yes, and it would just, you would see people in your peripheral just rolling their fucking eyes, being really fucking irritated. It was my favorite thing to do.
Because anybody can pass for Eastern European.
You just have to, like, just have your eyes a little bit lower, like your eyelids droop them down a little bit.
Yeah, just act a little high.
A little weird. Like maybe you're more fluid in your movements. Like your shoulders are a little more slumped.
Yeah, you might have smoked a joint about an hour ago. I had two shots of vodka.
And it doesn't matter. Like, what are they going to call me out and tell me I'm not speaking Slavic? Like, fuck you. Yeah, you're right. I'm not. I just irritated the shit out of you to correct my fake language.
The Fonzie Noshlutsky.
It did escalate. I did say Gushke de Fonz and attempt to pop someone's collar that was a hoodie. Gushke Fonz and like popped the collar. You know, I don't know if Fonzie ever popped his collar and then did the thumbs, but that was my move.
Probably
to do it when I was in my Eastern European character, which I don't think I had a fucking name. Maybe it was like Bilky or something. I have no idea. I would pop my own collar and then go, "Hey, Gushkifans." It's really a stupid story, but goddamn it, it really made me laugh how fucking irritated people would get. They're probably down like $1,000. They were hoping they were going to get a little bit closer to paying off their home, risking some of their fucking, this small pile of money on some game of chance, and they fucking lost, and they're struggling to come to terms with it. They can't eat dinner tonight because they gambled away money. They walk on the elevator, just go to their fucking room for one more night, fucking sleep off the pain, and they have to endure 2 minutes of fucking assholes pretending to be fucking foreign and in love with Happy Days.
Je crois.
Hey, je crois.
Je ne fais tout de.
No. Je crois, Johnny, et ne crois pas de Chachi.
Et te quoi?
Et je gusque de Mr. C. Mr. C. De Rothmouth. See, it's fun. It's fucking fun. And the next time you're in a fucking elevator, I encourage you.
So easy to do.
I encourage you to do that shit because you'll fucking love it, because everybody around you that is not in your group will hate you. And it is fucking fun.
I love that shit. That's like language shit. You can fuck with people because it does make people uncomfortable.
I mean, it was almost like a bit that just fucking grew from us just trying to see. Like, I think the original challenge was like, how weird can we make the conversation without getting anybody in our group to fucking blow it? Like,
so you just start talking.
Like, because initially Jimmy would just fucking laugh. Like, and that would be okay. Now we have to make something that would make Jimmy laugh even louder, and then Jimmy would try and hold it together, and we would just see how. Then we tried to see how long we can keep it going, and it just.
Well, Jimmy wasn't holding it together.
It became its own separate fucking thing that we would just fucking do, because in Vegas you're going to be waiting some lines. You want to go to a buffet, you're going to be in a line. You're going to be around people for a long time, and they're not going to like you. Because they want to eat. They don't want to know you. They don't want to hear your conversations. They want to just go and eat. And if you enjoy being an asshole, as a big part of me does, this is the perfect thing to do. You can't just do it alone. You do need somebody to play off of. If you do this shit alone and you try to involve strangers in it,
it's kind of crazy.
You are a lunatic and it's not going to work. Yeah. But if it's like two of you, three of you, and you're just fucking doing this, and you know what the fuck you're doing, it's gonna pass the time for you, rather than you just staring at your fucking phone, you know, oh, I'm gonna fucking right swipe this bitch, left swipe this bitch, oh, look, I don't know, is that a dude? Fucking left swipe. Swipe left. I don't need that shit. Just thumbing at your fucking phone for hours. You know, you put your fucking phone in your pocket, pretend to be goddamn fucking people that just got Happy Days in Estonia or wherever the fuck you're from, whatever country, make up a country, doesn't matter. Like, do what the TV shows did. Like, they made up
Blackistan,
the Isle of Meepos for fucking Balky.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
Just do that shit. Fucking Totally Perfect Strangers, whatever the fuck that show is.
Yeah,
now that I said Perfect Strangers, I gotta hear that fucking theme. Perfect Strangers.
Oh, Belky's in the case.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think we're going to have an ad on this video?
Yeah.
Oh, not popular enough. Sorry, Larry Appleton. Your show is dog shit. And Google knows it. The world looks perfect. Nothing rearranged. Yeah, I dare you not to sing this shit. Get a feeling like you need some kind of change. Here we go. No matter what the what this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend. Is every dark street a light at the end? You fucking yuppie piece of shit, you neurotic cocksucker, Larry Appleton. Balky just wants to go to Wrigley and have fun and be American for a while. And you gotta ruin it with your fucking money-grubbing schemes, you piece of shit. This man is in a vest, looking very foreign, just trying to enjoy himself, and you're just so fucking frustrated with life, you bring him down at every fucking turn. Fuck you. Well, take that, Larry Appleton. Jesus Christ.
Is that the other guy on Perfect Strangers?
Yeah, it's anti-Balky.
So it's Bronson Pinchot and Larry Appleton?
No, that's the character's Larry Appleton. The actor's name, I would never fucking know in a million years. And I think I just saw the opening credits, which lists it, and I have no fucking idea. That's how forgettable that fucking dude is.
Yeah.
He would just get this crazed look on his face when money was a chance. There's, if we knock down the wall, there's a fucking pile of cash. So he just destroys his apartment, and hoping to find money, because he found some clue that there might be money. But now he has to go to Vancouver. Oh, it was all for nothing. Stupid. Stupid fucking plot. I think every episode was like the let's put two opposite characters together so they can get to know each other a little better. But they never fucking did. And it was fucking dumb.
Hence Perfect Strangers.
Yes, exactly. And not only that, we had to see the very heartbreaking scene where Balky had to go to his one stock line of you lie to Balky.
Oh, no.
And then they play the
sad.
And then he like fucking kicks a rock and they cut away to commercial, tell you about fucking gushers and fucking fruit roll ups or whatever the fuck whatever the fuck they advertise on that shitty fucking show. And then he comes back and he's like,
step into a Slim Jim.
Balky, I'm a fucking neurotic cocksucker. That's just how I am. Okay, and he's like, well, now I'm so happy you're a neurotic cocksucker. We do the dance of joy. Bullshit. Enough of that. Why don't we wrap this shit up? I'm tired of talking about Perfect Strangers. I do it every day.
So, I do it in my own way.
What do you mean?
You know, everybody's a perfect stranger to everyone else.
Oh, no, I just mean I talk about the sitcom to myself.
I don't, because I'm not like Keith.
You lied to Balky. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Go to HeroesTalk.com. Subscribe to all the shows on the goddamn site. That's Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, I apologize. And yes, this show, if you haven't managed to subscribe yet. If you enjoyed it, go ahead and fucking subscribe. If not, hey, I don't give a fuck.
Whatevs.
But if you did enjoy it and you'd like to help out Heroes Talk, go to HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. Click on the link to Amazon and just buy yourself something. Just purchase something from Amazon. Doesn't have to be for you. Could be for a friend. Could be for a goddamn child. Not necessarily a goddamned child. Like this child's going to spend eternity in fucking fire and brimstone.
Red rum.
But just a child. Buy
Red
something.
Rum.
You get whatever you get and we get a small cut. Keeps everything running. It's really a good thing and a big help. HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. You click the link, purchase something. It does a lot of good. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say?
Thanks.
Thank you.